The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Oh, it's a podcast day. I think we're at 53.
Yes.
Yeah, sweet. You see how much I pay attention.
Yes, Queen? Is that appropriate?
What's that?
Yes, Queen.
Yes, what?
You ever heard that? Someone goes, yes, Queen!
I wasn't sure if that's what you said or not. Joel's all hopped up on Goofy Juice.
I've been told I speak in cursive.
Well, it was the Kanye West line, sophisticated ignorance. He writes his curses in cursive. Yeah, that's good shit. Back before he went nuts, too. He probably drank the random herbal supplement that he just drank.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. If you ever see Phil Free Classic, don't drink it.
Bet it tasted like a lavender sock.
No, not as, that would have been better.
Joel's all hopped up on a Goofy energy drink. I'm full of a burrito that was way too big.
I'm impressed you finished it.
Yeah, well, I paid for it, so.
Oh, you'll pay for it later.
Well, remember what I said about full of weird beliefs from my father, or weird behaviors, not beliefs. It's like, yeah, you fucking paid for that food, you're going to finish it.
So, I saw a t-shirt on the way to Dollar, in the Family Dollar.
Yeah?
Tough times don't last forever. Tough people do.
Yeah?
I like that.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. The thing about stuff like that I always see, though, is the people posting it, they're usually responsible for their tough times.
Mm-hmm. I was having a bit of a moment yesterday, and
was it a Momo moment?
No. It was a bunch of, as you were saying, I was making disgruntled music.
Okay.
And I made one about, it basically said, how about rise and grind? This is a nightmare. It's like, I feel like syphilis, but like, I didn't piss off Zeus, why am I pushing this stone up this hill?
Yeah, for those that don't know, Joel's been playing around with the AI. Instead of grunge music, he's making disgruntled music, which is its own form. I feel like it should be you need like a flannel with like a tie.
So what I've been doing is I created a workflow for making songs with Sunu AI. So on the 29th of June, I would go in a biking group, my two friends, and the one guy is always like, his bike's always broken. He can't fix anything. He always goes to Dick's to get his bike repaired, even though he shouldn't. So I've been trolling him with AI. I've been feeding AI our chat conversations and saying, write a song to Scott about how he needs to buy a new bike and don't go to Dick's. List all the places in Pittsburgh you can buy a bike and what they're known for. I did one in Ska.
I'm sorry, I didn't know Dick's did bike repair.
Yeah, when you buy your bike there, you get a warranty and then they'll just fix it.
I don't like Dick's ever since they decided they're not going to sell ammo anymore.
I don't like because their techers, well, a couple of techs I've seen have just been assholes.
Yeah, every time I go in there, people are asking if they can help me. It's almost like Best Buy level again, but it's like, I can fucking shop in a sporting goods store without your assistance, sir. Like, leave me alone.
Do I look like I don't belong here?
Yeah. I like the clip from Parks and Recreation where they go, what's his name? Who's the funny guy? He goes into the Home Depot or whatever. I know more than you do. It's like, yeah.
But yeah, I have this whole workflow when I'm like, I want to write a song about this. Give me some ideas. Give me some lyrics. I don't like this lyric. Change this lyric.
Mm-hmm. The fun of the AI.
Yep. Especially when I can turn them around and like, I went to hang out with my one buddy, a coworker. He's like, what if you did Gangster Paradise but about data? Typed it into ChatGPT, sent a Sunu AI, had a grime rap in like under 2 minutes.
How's the novels going?
Which ones?
the noir Python books.
I'm still laying the groundwork for the problems.
Nice. Joel, you got too many projects.
I'm well aware. But they're going to pay off sooner or later.
Maybe, if you ever finish them. We got to get you focused.
Well, this feel free ain't going to do it.
It might. What if it fixes all your problems? What if that was the magic juice? They say the medicine doesn't taste good for a reason.
I gotta watch out for Robert De Niro trying to steal my limit, my XNZT.
Joe's gonna get starting to getting pursued by the senators. The Ottawa senators. Fun with the AI.
Yes. It's amazing how fast, I've noticed this. I keep turning shit around so fast with the tools I have at hand.
Yeah, the tools have leapfrogged themselves. Like, the AI tools have definitely, I mean, that's what we're calling AI anyway.
Like, I'm writing scripts at work, and like, I just sit down and write a novel. I'll be like, here's a header to the spreadsheet I need. Here's what I need you to do. Explain to me how you're going to do this. No, do it this way. Do you have any questions? You do this, this, and this. Spits out the code, pop it in, runs. I'm like, give me updates in here, here, and here. Okay.
Yeah, it's like having the best coworker.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny how everything's becoming a process through they want to run. That who's honking and why?
I don't know.
Go out and make them drink the rest of that energy drink.
I'll be let.
You want some of this? You want a piece of this?
Why would you sell 2 servings in a bottle? And why is it glass?
Dude, I'm telling you, you bought some weird... You're the guy in, like, the fantasy stuff that's, like, gets the weird potion from the weird vendor at the fucking fair or something, and you're like, hey, I'm not just going to drink this. It's supposed to do magical stuff. And then you got beans growing out of your gut.
I looked at the ingredients.
And
it looks like they're pretty safe.
Make it Dane asbestos. Oh, what else is going on, Joel? It's June. Mid-June.
It's mid-June.
Man, this year's fucking creeping by, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Gonna be a hot week coming up.
I know.
That's why I mowed my lawn today.
If one more honk, I'm going outside.
I don't have my tomahawk out here. I keep meaning to bring it out. I'd like to see that on the police scanners.
Mars probably listens right now. Make sure we don't get in trouble.
Black man running down the alley with a tomahawk.
So I saw a recipe on Instagram.
Yeah?
They basically took... Because last week we went to lunch, and I got a mojito with lunch instead of my normal screwdrivers. I've been trying to mix up the alcohol a little bit. And the following day, I did Dungeons and Dragons. Well, we played another game called Delta Green. But afterwards, we went down to Grace House, I think it is, down in Millville.
Mm-hmm.
And
Grist House, yeah.
Yeah. So I got their agave thing. Well, had tequila. And I'm like, okay, I'll give this a try. This ain't too bad. So I saw a recipe on Instagram about infusing tequila with strawberries. And I bought strawberries the week before because we were talking about that whole strawberry drink.
Yeah.
And I had these strawberries left over. I'm like, well, you know what? Let's try this. It's horrible. Completely horrible. The strawberries taste horrible. The tequila doesn't taste that great.
Have you let it sit long enough?
They claim 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, well.
So...
That I don't know.
I know.
I don't like fruits and my alcohol.
I love fruits and my alcohol.
That's okay. That's what cruise ships are for.
Oh. To answer your question.
Which question?
What month is Wrath Month?
That wasn't my question. It's July. July's for Wrath.
No. We were talking about what months do the other 6 deadly sins be? January sloth.
Mm-hmm.
February is lust.
Mm-hmm.
March is envy.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, April is greed. May is gluttony. Gee, I wonder what June is. And for some reason, we do wrath again in July. And then we do vanity in August.
Is vanity a sin?
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that one from, maybe that was. I'm trying to think of the movie 7. I guess that was the supermodel that he killed.
Mm-hmm. September's envy. October's gluttony again. But I think November should be gluttony. But then again, November's greed. And December Sloth. That does make sense.
Hmm. I think December would be Creed because of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and Hanukkah.
12 crazy... 8 crazy nights. 8 crazy... I always want to say 12. But that's because of the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, there's only 7 deadly sins. What a great movie. I should make my mother-in-law watch that next. Although I think I'm done trying to get them to watch movies that I want to watch because it just never works.
Don't bother.
It's a waste of my damn time.
We still got to watch Dune 2, Part 2.
Yeah, we do. Got to watch that and there's something else too. But yeah. So, on the self-development front, I am almost done with the Jim Rohn Ambition book, which I thoroughly would recommend. It's almost every page I'm underlining something.
What's that one about?
Just how to get your ambition going and how to maintain it and do it in a healthy way.
Healthy way?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Not to get all unbalanced and stuff.
Who are you?
I'm a man with a loose plan.
What's it called? What's the title?
Something ambition.
Who's the author?
Jim Rohn.
Hey, The Power of Ambition.
That's it.
Guess what I'm sitting my credit on.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's, like I said, I think I told you, Joel, it's up there with the Napoleon Hill stuff in my mind. Like, Jim Rohn's got a pretty good life story, too.
I'm on the right Things Right Now by Ryan Holiday. I didn't get that far into it, but he's talking about Truman.
Mm-hmm.
How he's a stickler for like doing the right thing. Like, dude would not use, would actually pay for his own stamps in his president because they're personal letters. All my paid the government paid for it.
Right.
Apparently he saved the company, I think $15 million. It's a million or billion. I can't remember which dollars in money because he like cut costs. And then there was a thing that happened out in Europe and he wanted to give money to the Europe. He's like, hey, now that money I saved, I want to spend it now. Like. Well, you got us.
Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I haven't checked that one out. The last Ryan Holiday book I wasn't super thrilled with. I thought he was going through all the virtues.
He is.
So what the hell is this one about? Excuse me.
I can't remember because he said it and they jumped into Truman. But this is... He says about how it's cardinal directions and how it's a, let's see. I'll get the title details. Self-discipline? Is that one of the virtues?
I guess. I don't know. He mentioned them all at one point, but...
You know what? I think we can ask your friend ChatGPT.
Ooh, the AI is coming onto the podcast as a guest.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's going to take your job?
Not immediately. I think there's too many trust issues with it. They're too worried about what it knows and what it doesn't know. What's interesting, though, is Adobe's in a lot of trouble right now. Because they just changed their terms of agreement that basically say that anything you can create with it, they can
use.
Oh,
I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, I'm curious how that fallout's going to be for all the developers and designers and stuff that are out there. Like,
bring out the GIMP.
Yeah.
Bring out the GIMP.
GIMP's asleep. Wake him up.
Wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance.
Hmm. Well, what the hell is this one, then?
I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah, I've been kind of lackadaisical about some self-improvement. I've been working more about home improvement.
Yeah, we got to get you back on the path, though. You're supposed to be bike riding and everything else. And
instead, I spent a week shoveling gravel. My dad was like, oh, what'd you do the house? I'm like, that was a week ago. I'm like, you realize I worked in the house every day for a week straight and cut your grass and my grass? Like, he's complaining the other day. He's like, well, this grass needs to come. I'm like, I did as I say, the customer facing grass first so that the house doesn't look bad. But he's like, oh, the house is up behind the house. I'm like, no one sees that but you.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that feeling too, because it's like the grass out here grows a pretty high, but that's a quick mow, and the grass in the front's a quick mow. But if I bring out the lawnmower, I might as well do them both. But mm-hmm. if I only have a limited amount of time, I'm doing the front grass.
Mm-hmm. It's just like my dad doesn't understand that there's more to life than just doing all your chores.
This is the first year that I convinced people that I'm not planting flowers in the front of the house because I'm not watering them and taking care of them and weeding them.
Like, mm-hmm.
Just let the grass grow there. Fuck it.
There's a lot of maintenance and people don't understand about maintenance.
Yeah. They don't understand how, like, them little things stack up to, uh-huh. like, rob you of your whole day.
Well, that's why I did the rock garden. Like, you know, so much easier to cut my grass this time because, like, the places that didn't have any grass don't have any grass at all. So now I don't have to worry about cutting it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having a pool or a boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's more time spent maintaining it than actually using it.
I'm actually got an idea. I'm going to take a, you gotta do the trick. Yeah. You gotta do, no. You do this.
What's
you,
this?
You take your thumb, put it here, spin it around.
Yeah.
I did just do my nails. With.
I don't have any fingernails because of jujitsu. I cut them all so I don't, I do this something, somebody something nasty that I don't want done to me.
Mm. But yeah.
On top of the burrito, I'm now drinking a 5-hour energy extra strength. We'll see what happens.
You'll be fine.
Strawberry banana flavor. That doesn't taste like strawberry banana.
Well, here's a question. What banana flavor are you using? The old-fashioned one that doesn't exist anymore, or actual current day banana flavor?
Yeah. Apparently, original bananas were shaped more like an apple or a pear.
Mm.
And they were bred to be that hand shape, which I don't know if I believe that all the way, because it seems like...
It sounds like someone wanted a phallic fruit to eat.
You eat Snickers for the shape, not the taste. Oh, Christ.
But I built myself a folding table. I had an old desk that I built back when I got out of college.
Oh, that's trifling.
That's supposed to stay. It's supposed to shoot all the way down.
Yeah, well, excuse me.
The procedures for drinking 5 hours.
I only drink them on road trips. And I don't get the flavored ones. I just get the fucking old raw one that just tastes like fucking battery acid. This one has a chemical taste.
Mm.
Like somebody tried to re-engineer the taste of a banana now or later.
Mm.
They still make those?
Yes, they do.
Huh.
Don't know why. It's... Definitely later. Nobody wants them now.
Oh, they're if you're in elementary school, they were the shit.
Yeah, back in 1984.
Yeah.
We got new candies now, my friend.
What are the new candies? We should fucking figure out what the new candies are that are the rave amongst the... No, that's a conversation that'll get us on a list. What are the candies the kids are into, Joel? Then a couple episodes later, well, what's the local price of a van? What do you mean the FBI's at your house?
I had an idea for my deck. I bought some wheels. I guess they're technically shopping cart wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make a mechanism where I'm going to put a womanized 2x4s underneath my deck and make it like a giant drawer so I can use it for storage.
Yeah, I've seen some people do that, but I've seen so many weird hacks that people have done to their houses and stuff like that. And I've seen so much stuff that I just look at and I'm like, that's going to be a pain in the ass if that ever breaks. But that's a good idea. Like, I want to do something like that. I should do that for underneath my front porch. Because I can store, like, my lawnmower and stuff under there instead of trying to jam it into the tool shed.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure... I'm working logistics. I took measurements of my deck yesterday to see which area I want to put it under. Because apparently, of course, they didn't make the deck braces all exactly the same distance apart. One's like 6 foot, one's like 5'8". I'm like, what are you doing?
Who did that work?
I don't have no clue.
Why not your dad's old house?
Well, it was my grandparents' house that he lost in the 80s due to taxes.
Mm.
So it had a good 40 years.
Of other owners, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently the previous owner was a slumlord, according to my ex-neighbor, who moved out to New Mexico or Arkansas or wherever he's driving to. He basically confirmed his Jeep in like a mobile camper.
Nice. That's the way to do it if you can. All the Jeeps are just terrible on gas.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand why I picked the Jeep.
Mm-hmm. But hey.
Each their own.
Yeah. I see people bragging about buying Jeeps now, and I'm like, I don't even know how you afford the price of that thing. But I have my Jeep, and I like it. But yeah, we were at yard sales last weekend, and there was some guy selling Jeep parts, and he's like, that'll get a good lift on your Sahara out there. And I was like, I'm not doing nothing like that to my Jeep. I'm not playing that game. I was like, do you, because there was a Jeep parked across the alley from where they were doing the yard sale. I was like, is that yours out there? He's like, no, mine was totaled in a car crash. And it's like, I'm thinking in my mind, like, is that where these parts are from?
Wow. Well, yeah, the reason you don't want to lift your Jeep because you're average height.
I don't want to lift my Jeep because I don't want to do all that work to something that I just recently paid off and fucking have something bad happen to it because somebody that claims they know what they're doing, but they don't. I don't trust people anymore, Joel.
Anymore?
It's why I don't go to amusement parks and ride rides and stuff, because I just don't trust the maintenance people anymore. I don't trust that they did their job the right way. I don't trust that the bolts are all tightened the right way.
Of course not tied the right way. Why would you think they are?
I don't know. I used to think they were, and I think there was people that used to take pride in doing it the right way. Like, there was that guy.
Yeah, those guys retired.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. They retired, and now you got these fucking little kids coming up. They're just like, I got to do a Snapchat instead of tightening this bolt, and next thing you know, you're flying off the roller coaster.
Yeah. I also have trust issues.
Then you got Boeing and its issues, and you're like, I'm not flying anytime soon either.
Gotta fly sometime.
I saw a guy take one of those, what is it, where you have the little parachute and the big propeller behind you, big fan. Oh,
paragliding.
Yeah, he took one of those. He went up 17,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon insane.
You hear the Red Bull guy?
Yeah.
He was rolling up to the stratosphere.
Well, he didn't ride one of those. He took a hot air balloon.
Yeah, I know, but he took a hot air. I'd rather get the paraglider than the hot air balloon.
I'm just saying, like, because you can buy one of those paragliders on, like, line for, like, $500, and they're 100% legal. Like, you don't need a license or nothing to just fly up 1,700 feet and just fucking, like, be up there, like, up there where the atmosphere is thin and, like...
That's why I take air with you.
Mm-mm, this guy didn't. He was trying to prove that the sun was localized. He was a flat earther or something. It's like... You're going to learn some different lessons, buddy. That earth is going to be real flat when you bounce off it.
Personally, I know this from flying RC planes. I like having a map and a nice little kind of thing going, return to home, 400 feet that way. Because you get up so high, you're like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah, same thing happened to Mara and I when we were on a, we rented a boat up in the Finger Lakes in New York, and we went out so far to go fishing or whatever, and then it's like, you're looking at the shoreline, you're like, I don't know where we came from exactly. And Google Maps is no help. Like, you can't just be like, oh, hey, Google, I'm on the middle of the lake. Like, which way is where I need to go?
My buddy was telling me, like, when he flies, like, he learned the landscape around his house, so he knows how to get home.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about that sort of stuff. Like, do you know what the top of your house looks like from a satellite?
Yeah.
Yeah, because yours has solar panels on it now.
Then I took some drone photography before I did that. I just thought it funny that, like, my method of operation is totally different from everybody else.
Like what?
Well, like, I don't go anywhere without some charge on my phone, because you never know you're going to take a photo or call somebody. I always make sure to, like, be prepared for dumb shit. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to run to the store. Well, I should take a jacket just in case it's supposed to rain. What if I get in a car accident? Like, just in case, like, if it's like, oh, I'm just running out to do something. You don't know if you're gonna go straight home.
Yeah. Are you saying you're a prepper?
No. If I was a prepper, I wouldn't be here right now.
Why?
I'd be digging the hole for my bunker. I saw it was an in-ground refrigerator. Have you seen these?
Yeah, I think so.
It looks like a fucking test tube, like one of those beakers, like a test tube.
Yeah.
You dig it and put it in the ground, and you go to, like, I guess below the frost line, and you put the food in there, and the earth is, I think there's like 50-some degrees down there.
Yeah, something like it doesn't get above 60. That's,
yeah.
So that's why our parents and our grandparents used to have, well, maybe your dad because he's old, but
yeah.
They used to have, like, root cellars. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that was the point of it.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind a little secret thing underneath this garage here. That'd be pretty goddamn cool.
We've been talking about it for at least 2 years now.
I know, but I wouldn't park cars and shit under there. I would 100% just fucking, like, have it as, like, a secret space.
So I started digging.
Need to do it without a permit, because fuck the government.
Yeah. Well, that's like my dad asked me why I didn't put a awning on my house. I'm like, you need a permit for that.
Mm-hmm. Do I?
According to Indiana Township, you do.
Yeah.
You can't have a shed more than 120 square feet.
But so. You can have two sheds.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust my neighbors not to snitch on me for anything like that, too, because their neighbors are shifty. Secret tunnel underneath the garage.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome if it actually connected to the house, too.
Well, I guess we could call, 311 or 811?
Yeah, 311 or something.
I'm just curious if there's any lines under my house. That's all. No big deal. Don't worry about it. There's a guy. He dug this, like, crazy, like, maze of tunnels under his house and hired some guy.
Yeah, hold that thought. I gotta do quick little drop off. Entertain. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay. Well, this month is Snow Crash, which we're reading, by Neal Stephenson. Basically, it's written in 1992, and the guy has basically told us how the future's going to go. He, like, talks about cyberspace and the metaverse. He talks about basically, the government collapses, and a bunch of these corporations are, like, running stuff in the country. The Mafia's a company. You've got this guy, the Mafia does a company. There's a, Mr. Lee's Hong Kong. There's this guy who's basically like a mixture of Ted Turner and some, like, religious guy. But yeah, it's kind of funny because a lot of the stuff that they talk about in the book, it feels like he was predicting the future. But I don't really have things to talk about, and Eugene's still not back yet. Brian didn't get in the house yet. But today is June 14th, 2024. Yesterday is my 8-year anniversary at Wesco. Congratulations to me. It's supposed to rain this weekend. Well, it's supposed to rain today, but it hasn't happened yet. You really think the weather forecast would be better by now, but it's not. Spend all this money for satellites and models, and where do we get us? Can't tell us what the weather's going to be like. And let's welcome Eugene back to the podcast.
Were you reading from your memoirs?
No, I talked about Snow Crash a little bit. Talked about how weather can't be predicted. My 8-year anniversary at Wesco.
Yes. Snow Crash. So anyway, about the guy building tunnels.
Yeah, so he built these crazy tunnels. He hired some guy to help build tunnels. There's some kind of fire. I guess the guy died in the tunnels.
Hmm.
And he got arrested for it.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah.
That's like the exact opposite of what we want.
Nope. Moral of the story is be more careful.
Yeah, usually. Especially when it comes to fire and underground stuff. I saw a meme where somebody got in trouble because they referred to their coworker or something as a lantern. And they said, it's because they're not too bright and they need to be carried.
I thought it would be a racism thing. I'm trying,
That's just because you think everything's racist.
No, I don't, but it's fun to find all the crazy things. But did you know there's a guy on Instagram? Like, basically the format is, he'll, are you calling me this? Because, no, and they'll say some racial term for some, like, from race. And then he'll go down this giant list of all these racial slurs of those races.
No, I never saw that guy, I don't think.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Dig tunnels under everyone's house.
No, just yours. Just your house. It's your property.
How deep does their property line go?
That's a good question.
Do they have the mineral rights?
I remember when the drones first came out, they were talking about, well, how high do you own?
Yeah, what's your airspace? As far as I can throw a roll of toilet paper. Because your drone will come down. I love that that's the easiest way to bring a drone down. Toilet paper.
Yeah. That's why I let the fly around 400 feet, which is like the maximum. Because that way, most people don't hear it. Most people don't see it.
That's pretty high up.
Mm-hmm. Good, great photos of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, you think that 10, 8-foot fence is going to do something at 400 feet?
That's crazy that you can just buy something and fly it that high nowadays. Like, when we were kids, that would have been the dream.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just a common occurrence.
It's not even a common occurrence. It's like, that's a weird thing. Like, all the stuff we have now, and like, I want, like, my coworker years ago was like, how do you get going to laser?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he went out and bought it. Like, you can basically buy whatever you want nowadays.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, because it's like everything's so cheap to buy electronically, and everything that it's all from China. It's all no good. Like, I keep getting those ads for that thing that you snap to the back of your laptop and it opens up with the two monitors and stuff, and I'm like, but that's probably broadcasting a weird signal to Chinese satellites and everything, and giving all your information. And it's like, it's not worth it.
Build your own.
Build your own and have it manufactured in China, and you create the problem all over again.
No. You have manufactured here. Pulo Jocko.
If only. That dude's creating his whole own fucking legacy.
Good.
Crazy world.
You say it's a bad world, or just a crazy world?
I don't think the world can be good or bad. I think it's just kind of indifferent. So I think crazy is...
I said bad.
Yeah, I said it can't be good or bad. It's
mad.
Oh, mad. Not crazy. It's just crazy. It's on its own goddamn level.
Mm. And every time you think about it, in the grand scheme of something, we're just specks of dust in the wind.
Uh-huh. That's the Stoic thing. My old biology teacher told me, he said, some line from the Bible, remember, man, thou art dust. And it's like, yeah, eventually. Unless you're Genghis Khan, and then you're like, half these motherfuckers have my DNA. Because I'm not just dust. I'm that dude.
I look at all these, like, amazing people in the history, I'm like... Is everybody from this time period?
Probably not, because everything became too corporate. So it's like they're not gonna be running around conquering shit and doing stuff like that anymore. Like, I think everyone thought they had something like that in Elon Musk, but then they don't like him anymore. He's not really doing much.
Well, he's just basically, from the one conspiracy theory is, he works for the government, and he just gets government money. He just spends government money.
Mm-hmm.
He's laundering money for the government, so therefore he's not really an innovator.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really invent anything, he just invests into shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, even that would still be something if it were, like, if he were really serious about getting to Mars and shit like that, like he said he was and all that, but then even that backfired, because now they're saying that all these billionaires just want to get off the planet that they're ruining.
Do you think Frick or Carnegie could have got to Mars?
I don't know. I think if they had a reason to.
I'm saying they have a reason. Do you think they would have got to Mars by now?
Yeah, they would have probably driven it to do that. I mean, like, they were just the type of people that were setting things up. Like, all the Carnegie libraries were set up so him and his buddies had a place to meet without having to pay fees and stuff. That's why they had, like, the original ones have, like, swimming pools, and they're so goddamn massive and everything, and had movie theaters and stuff. Like, just... You're building your own clubs, but you're putting it on the public dime, saying, like, oh, yeah, this is for the good of the public, so we get this land free.
Hmm.
We should do that.
World's Greatest Cons, another podcast I've listened to, and they did one about Disney, about how, like, he secretly bought all that land so that no one knew what was going on so he could build Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah. And people, and it's funny because we admire people like that, but at the same time we get mad at when people are doing shit like that nowadays, and it's like, eh.
Well, you admire it until they actually succeed.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you look back, if you knew he was buying on land, they would have jacked the price up and didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But now that he's done it, we're like, oh, that was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just, it's hard to see. It's hard to be, it's hard to find anybody that's no sins to admire anymore.
What do you mean no sins to admire?
No sins. Like, they've got no skeletons in their closet and everything.
Everyone's got skeletons in their closet.
I know. That's human nature. That's what everyone keeps bringing out nowadays. Just like all the
people. Even Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, that's a reach right there.
That's my favorite trolling of everyone's dirty. Even Mr. Rogers, it pisses so many people off.
Good luck finding that one. That dude was probably a good one. Yeah, fucking Bob Ross was a Vietnam vet, so he probably killed people.
Mm-hmm.
He probably served alongside Robert Jordan.
Those happy little trees? That's where the bodies are buried.
Happy little trees are because Charlie's not in them anymore. shit.
It's like all the shit. It feels like all the shit's been done already.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's always felt that way. Like, I mean, you think
about... No, because the corporations and stuff, like, the reason we have no innovation is because of the patent Cold Wars in the early aughts. Like, no one wants to make anything new because someone has a patent for it, and if they go to the market, they're going to get sued.
Yeah, but then you can also just do the fucking what China does, and it's like, come find us. Like, you can run it through enough fucking loopholes that they can't get you.
I guess. I feel like innovation has been basically deterred and hampered, and we don't want that.
I don't think it's even that. I think it's that there's a flatness that's happening to all the innovation where it's like everything looks like an iPhone. Everything looks like the same, like, flat, like, Apple-looking thing that it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, nothing's changed. And we're so inundated with updates to everything, like, software updates all the time.
Well, that's other thing, too. Like, why do they keep changing Microsoft Office? Mm-hmm. Like, your demographic are old people who do spreadsheets and the same thing every day. Quit changing it.
Yeah. Like, it's like they have to upgrade just to upgrade. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody's got to justify their paycheck, so they keep upgrading things. And it's like, make something better. Like, don't upgrade the same shit. Make something better.
I took a design thinking class a couple years ago. And the main thing about that is you get your customer base and ask them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You show them the new product and see what they want to change about it.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's always full steam ahead. But it's like, why are you full steam ahead? Nobody wants this.
Yeah. Everyone wants something new.
Like, one of the reasons I've been making these songs and AI is because I'm like, kind of stuff I want to hear. So.
You want to hear people raging about corporate work?
Well, it's like, it's one of those things like, oh yeah, that's what I've been bitching about. Like, I went on a whole tirade yesterday about metrics. It's all fake bullshit. Like, you're just trying to make somebody happy who doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Show them the numbers.
Stale data, old data, made up data, quantity over quality.
Data.
Mm-hmm.
That's a buzzword.
Big data, small data, large language models.
And then it all gets converted. And that's that book, that bullshit book we were reading.
Yeah.
It was like, I was all just showing you how people convert that data into fancy charts to try and prove their point. And it's all bullshit.
Yep.
Oh, we're getting disgruntled.
I guess it's time to end the podcast.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for now. We'll be back at the end of June. So,
yep.
Have a good one, ladies and gentlemen.
Later.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit themensionthemachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
Eugene and Joel Random Hour.
Random, random, random.
What the hell are they going to do next?
Who knows? Who cares?
Dave.
Well, Dave would care.
Because he's got a kind heart.
He does have a kind heart.
He cares.
Thank you for caring, Dave.